Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what happened when Orthodox Rabbi Mark Solomon told the chief rabbi that he was gay? Daniel Solomons was born in Madrid in 1977 and grew up between Madrid and London, where he lived for several years and studied graphic arts. In 2004, he moved to Malaga, where for 2 years he directed a Center for Contemporary Culture. The following year, he represented Spain with an art installation in Rome and Basilicata, Italy. He's won a number of national and international prizes, and his work has been shown in many cities, including London, New York, Madrid, Valencia, and Seville, among others. Olam Haba, The World to Come, his recent exhibit at Centro Sefarad Israel in Madrid, portrays London's diverse Jewish community and includes sculptures, photographs, and videos.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Daniel.
Thank you.
Could you tell us a little bit first about your own background professionally and your relationship with Judaism?
Yes. Good evening. Well, I dedicate myself to be a contemporary artist. I study in London. I grew up between Madrid and London. My mum is from London. And I study graphic design in the East London Technology Advanced College. But then I moved to Spain and I start my contemporary art career here. With Judaism, you know, my mum is Jewish, so I'm Jewish. And, I'm not practicing, but I've been involved in so many traditions, a few festivals, so I belong, I'm proud of being at least half Jewish.
The name of the exhibit is Olam Haba, which means the world to come, and which I know religious Jews use to refer to the afterlife.
Yes.
How did you come up with this name, and how did the original idea of the exhibit evolve?
Well, this project started when my uncle died. I went to London to his funeral. And after the funeral, a distant aunt came to me and said, "You are the last Solomons in the family." So I was thinking a lot about that word. So I think the responsibility of doing something with that. So I start researching and investigation about my own past, and then, you know, I found I had a lot of things to talk about in art expression. So that was the beginning. The name Olam Haba, the world to come, is just related to, well, the starting point. You know, it was the sudden death of my uncle.
I would like to give a kind of a brief description to our listeners of the exhibit itself. In the first part, you show maps of, I guess, the Jewish section of London.
Yes.
And you've marked certain streets.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, you have hanging sculptures that almost look like mobiles.
Yeah.
That seem to have the same shapes as these streets.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was the route. I recorded myself with GPS, trying to find every sign, every Jewish form and sign. So I travelled between all the streets of London, and I recorded myself, as I said. From that image, I draw all the routes I did, and then the sculpture is the representation of that route in 3D.
Tell us a little bit about the different Jewish communities that there are in London. From you talk about the ultra-Orthodox, you talk even about Persian Jews.
Yes, well, you've got everything. From the right, you've got the ultra-Orthodox, you know, the Haredi, then the Orthodox, the modern Orthodox, and then the liberal or progressive or reform Jewish. So all the different communities are settled in different parts of London. For instance, the Haredi community is most in Stamford Hill, part of London.
Are there many Jewish communities in London that belong to other nationalities, as you mentioned, the Persian?
Yes. Well, I mean, the Sephardis has got a big establishment in London, but you know, haven't got the opportunity to visit them. That's funny, actually. I wrote a lot of letters to them, and haven't have any reply.
I think that that what you're talking about, the different communities, is reflected in the second part of the exhibit. You have large photographs of different Jewish buildings.
Yes.
I don't know if they're still Jewish buildings or if they were just originally Jewish buildings.
Well, some of them, yes, they are active shuls or yeshivas, or, you know, are trying to take every architectural part of the Judaism, because, you know, people make a strong connection between them and the buildings. So I was trying to photograph them. You can have an old factory. It's now a shul. The East London United Synagogue, which was a top cathedral, you know, it's listed in it's got the same level as the Buckingham Palace. It's now a block of luxury flats. So things are still going on, and other buildings that disappear. I mean, not disappear the building itself, but just what it was made for.
Then there's a whole series of small photographs that are almost the size of postcards that kind of snake their way around the whole room.
Yes.
And they don't have any kind of description about what they are.
Yes. Well, that pictures were an archive of images that I took while I was doing all the routes. So we were trying, with the curator, Elena Aparicio, we were trying to make all the same routes as I did. So trying to make the public go through the same routes I did, but just in this case, visually.
And then you have a number of written documents and also photographic documents, including some of your family.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been a 2 years investigation, so that glass table shows all the things I've been collecting for all these 2 years. So you can see some sketches. You can see some correspondence between me and different rabbis. Ask them to go and visit the shul.
What was the reaction of the people you reached out to, like the rabbis, to visit their shuls?
Yeah, very, very friendly. Very friendly. You know, as I said, just the Sephardis didn't reply. That was the only ones.
Then at the end, there are two short documentaries, aside from the longer one, which we'll talk about in a minute, that are part of the exhibit. They're really testimonies of two people. Can you tell us about those?
Yes. Well, the first was Emily. I mean, the three testimonies, they're called End and Beginning. I choose that name because when you thought that was the end, you're wrong. That's the beginning. So the first was Emily, was the first Haredi woman who left the Haredi community with five children, and it's been through a big legal battle of 2 years. Success, got the custody of her children, and now she's living in North London in another part. But the thing is, she's very proud of being Jewish, and she wants to keep Jewish, but in another way. I mean, she said in the video, Haredi lifestyle maybe is good for once, but not for her. The second part is Mark Solomon, the Rabbi Mark Solomon, which was the first gay rabbi who publicly opened gay rabbi. And he's originally from Australia, then studied with Lubavitch in Israel for a few years, and then he became an Orthodox rabbi.
But before he came out?
Yes, before. The reason why he came out publicly was because the newspaper, the Jewish Chronicle, found out and they were pushing him to speak out. And then after he did that, the Orthodox say, well, you can't be an Orthodox rabbi. And he become a liberal rabbi, which is very important in the liberal community. He was commissioned to write the ketubah for same-sex marriage, and he's a rabbi of Leicester community and Edinburgh community, and I think he's interacting between Judaism and other religions. So he's a top man in liberal Judaism.
And the third documentary, which was only shown once, but yeah, it's not really part of the exhibit. I don't know if you ever plan to make it so, is about Leanne. Tell us about Leanne.
Oh, well, Leanne. Leanne is she's a wonderful person. She's actually my cousin. Well, not direct cousin. He's the cousin of my mother. So he's like a kind of cousin, auntie. And she's a transgender woman. She knew she was a girl from early age. I think when she was four or five years old, she knew she was in the wrong body. And her story is very tough. Very tough, and that shows that she's got a lot of strength and a lot of courage.
Well, she was born in the early 50s, and it must have been much more difficult then than it is now.
Yes, I mean, things are difficult now. So imagine in the 60s, 70s, I mean, it was very difficult to people understand that matters. So she was a very studious, religious young boy. But the thing is, you know, she's been fighting with herself and fighting with the religion. I mean, at the end of the documentary, she said she was fighting all her life, 55, 60 years, to be a woman. And then when her father died, she has to bury him as a man. So, you know, it's not only because the respect for his father is just the respect for the religion.
Was it hard to get these three people to open up? Because these testimonies are just them speaking. It's not even like an interview.
Hmm. Yes. I mean, it was a little bit easier with Emily and Mark, but with Leanne was a little bit difficult. She wasn't secure about open the things she went through. So yeah, was difficult. Yes.
Something that I found very interesting mm-hmm. is that all three people had really serious problems with their own Jewish communities.
Yes.
And yet, after going through all of this and leaving their original Jewish communities, they still feel very Jewish. They have a very strong Jewish identity.
Yes. The three of them, I think it's because, you know, to be Jewish is just a way of life. It's mixed history, religion, traditions, and a way of life. And the strong feeling and they've got, and they are so proud. I mean, and that is, you know, how within the Judaism, we can make our own journey to find ourselves. And that is one of the things of what I was trying to show. I mean, there are not protest videos in somehow. I mean, it's just telling, it's reality, it's what people, not only Emily, Mark and Leanne, you know, it's a lot of people like Emily, Mark and Leanne, they are dealing with the same matters. So, yeah, it's quite remarkable.
This kind of relationship, I think, with Judaism is very hard for non-Jews to understand.
Yeah.
At least that's what I've found.
Yes. Yeah, it's as I said, you know, it's, to be Jewish is just more than religion. It's a way of life. So I think that is the key.
So where has this exhibit been shown up to now?
Well, before it was at Contemporary Art Gallery in Malaga, Justo Giner. The show there was only the architectural part of the exhibition. And then in the Centro Sefarad Israel, it was the complete project. So, I mean, we're trying to move along, maybe London, New York, I don't know.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with that because I really think that it would be very, very successful.
Thank you.
Can you tell us what else you're working on now?
Well, I'm working on a project which is in some ways related with this one, not with the theme, but just, yes, with some parts of this exhibition, which is the invisible city. The city has been represented a lot of times with artists, writers, but I'm just trying to get the perception of the city.
The idea of city.
Yes, you know.
Any city.
Any city. Uh-huh. I'm just going to start with London. Well, I'm still dealing with the project, so I don't know what exactly I'm going to show, but that is the main thing, you know, just trying to get people show the perception of the city, because, you know, I mean, my perception of London maybe it's not your perception of London, so just trying to deal with that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.